It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Mayor Eric Adams is facing controversy after he tapped his brother, Bernard Adams, to head up his NYPD security detail. Last week, the mayor made clear he would defer to guidance from the small city agency tasked with holding the conduct of public servants to the highest ethical standards, the New York City Conflicts of Interest Board.
My opinion doesn't matter. It's COIB. That's the opinion that matters.
Joining me now to tell us more about COIB is WNYC's senior politics reporter, Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's start with some basics. What is the Conflicts of Interest Board?
So the New York City Conflicts of Interest Board, COIB, or COIB, is basically meant to serve as the city's conscience. It provides ethics trainings, answers questions about compliance with the city's conflicts of interest and ethics laws, and the lobbyist gift law. It also administers the annual financial disclosure program and acts as the enforcement agency when people violate any of these laws. I want to play a clip from Richard Berfault, a professor at Columbia University Law School, who specializes in local government and ethics. He also chaired the board from 2016 to 2020 and summed it up like this.
The essence of all of it is making sure that public servants are serving the public and not serving their own interests or serving the interests of people who are associated with them.
Now, this is a very small agency, Michael. It's just a five-person board that works in conjunction with a staff of 25 people. And in theory, that team is supposed to provide ethics training to all of the city's nearly 400,000 employees. They only have a budget of about $2.5 million, which is really a drop in the bucket of the city's nearly $102 billion total.
Bridget, has Mayor Adams ever interacted with this agency before?
Oh, absolutely. He has filed annual financial disclosure forms as a candidate for city office and for Brooklyn Borough President. An aide of his also confirmed to me he was trained by COIB as recently as November 2020. So these rules are not new to him.
So where does COIB stand on the issue of nepotism? Is it okay to hire a relative?
Well, technically, no. In fact, in Chapter 68 of the City Charter, under a section entitled Prohibited Interests and Conduct, it states that using your position to benefit your family or yourself or someone associated with you is illegal. An associate includes a family member, like a sibling. The thing is, COIB has granted waivers for mayors in the past, something Adams has been quick to note. Mayor Bloomberg hired his daughter and sister. Mayor de Blasio tapped his wife, Shirlane, for a post and got waivers for both of his kids to intern at City Hall. But in all of those instances, Michael, those positions were unpaid. Mm. The position Adams is seeking for his brother comes with a salary of $210,000 and a staff of 40 people. Back to that former COIB chair, Richard Berfault, he stressed that the law is really aimed at preventing any financial gain or advantage for a public servant or their associate.
So the financial gain seems to be is the concern there.
Now, Adams bristled at this ongoing concern last week. He said his picks were receiving more scrutiny because they were, quote, blue-collar workers. And then he went on to say this.
I'm going to hire the best people for the job that I've known throughout my years in government and their talents. And the reason I can do that is because I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of the city of New York.
Adams has said he believes his brother is qualified and he will follow COIB's guidance.
Do elected officials, I think I know this already, do elected officials always follow the guidance from COIB?
I think you do, Michael. No, they do not. Former Mayor Bill de Blasio received two warning letters from the agency related to his fundraising for his now-defunct nonprofit, Campaign for One New York, because he was fundraising with people who had business before the city. Now, those confidential letters were only made public after the New York Times won a lawsuit citing the state's Freedom of Information law to secure access to them. One letter was issued in 2014 during his first year in office, and then another in 2018 when the board discovered he continued to make those fundraising calls after their initial warning. And yet, Even though COIB can issue fines of up to $25,000, the mayor received no penalty. They said that was because the city council had passed legislation to regulate nonprofits associated with elected officials. And since de Blasio disbanded his nonprofit in 2016, they did not expect similar fundraising violations to occur again.
But they already had occurred. So when will we know what guidance COIB provides to Mayor Adams?
So that is a little unclear. City Hall officials have said that they sent a waiver request to COIB last week. The board does hold public meetings, but their January meeting was actually last Monday. Now, in the past, COIB has responded to waiver requests from mayors in as little as a few days. And if COIB does grant a waiver, it is subject to a Freedom of Information Law request, or City Hall could make it public, which they may be inclined to do to quell some of the controversy around this latest appointment.
That's Bridget Bergen, senior reporter on our politics desk. Thank you, Bridget. Go to Gothamist.com for Bridget's explainer outlining the Conflicts of Interest Board.
Thank you, Michael.